Please be seated. Last night we talked about if God allows us to pray one thing and He will give us, what do you want to pray for? According to the experience of Solomon, he prayed for wisdom. And surely wisdom is very, very important. Wisdom is just like a software of a computer. Even if you have so good hardware, if the software has problem, it turns out the hardware is useless at all. So all our life actually coming from our heart. What kind of life we will live all depends on what kind of heart inside us. So wisdom is very, very important. A person who live a life with wisdom will be totally different from the person who has no wisdom. So this morning, let us study one more verse about the wisdom. How does the wisdom affect us in a positive way? Colossians chapter 1. The book of Colossians chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, and being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The first part talk about where comes the wisdom in chapter 9, verse 9. And verse 10 talk about how will the wisdom affect our life. So the verse 9 is Paul said, I do not cease to pray for you, to ask that you may fill with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and understanding. So wisdom and spiritual understanding will help us to understand God's will. And it's so important we live according to God's will. Why? Because we call Jesus the Lord Jesus Christ. How come before Jesus we want to add one word, Lord? It's not only verbally we try to please Him, so we call Him Lord. It really to remind us in my life, there is a Lord who in control of my life. There is a Lord who really guide my life. And this Lord is my Father in heaven. And He is almighty. And He is omniscient. And He love me, love us. So if we have this kind of Father, and we submit ourselves like a son, like a servant to Him, and our life will be pretty good. So, Lord, He is our Lord. So we have to understand His will. And to understand His will, we need to be filled with knowledge, the wisdom and the spiritual understanding, so we can fully understand His will. So through the prayer, especially through the Holy Spirit, God will bestow us with spiritual wisdom. So the more we read the Bible, the more we pray, the more we will increase our wisdom. Now, God is the wisdom himself, and the words of God is the source of wisdom. We might not be very smart in the worldly way, but whatever if we do, we just follow the teaching of the Bible. So simple. Then it turns out we will be the most wise person. But on the other hand, if we are very smart in the worldly way, so we feel that I want to control my own future. No, I just don't care about what the Bible say. But it will turn out we are the most foolish person, because the Bible is the manual given by God to us to tell us what is human being, who am I, and what kind of life I should live, and how can God judge me, and reward me, and then how can I live a joy and peaceful life? This is the manual. Nobody as a human being understands the life of human being more than the Creator, God himself. And nobody, any philosopher and anybody will be able to give us more wise inspiration or instruction more better than the Bible. So the best way to live our life as a wise person is just follow the Bible. So simple. So the source of the Bible is the source of wisdom. But in order to understand the Bible, we need to have a spiritual understanding, and that comes from Holy Spirit. So either way, we are very smart, we are not very smart, we all can be very wise person, which to understand God's will from the Bible and follow it. And then verse 10, at least there are four benefits. If we really have the wisdom to understand God's will and do it, not only just maintain in our own brain, the will of God can come into my heart to in control of me, then it will be different. Verse 10, you may walk worthy of the law, worthy of the law. This is a very important sentence. In the book of Daniel, there was a king, Belshazzar. One day he was having a banquet and very joyful moment. And all of a sudden, he saw a finger, only a finger, writing the words in the wall. And the king was a very glorious, so many servants serving him, right? He invites so many indignities from the country to enjoy the praise. All of a sudden, when he saw the finger writing the words, he was so trembling, and two knees just collided with each other. He was so terrified, the countenance changed the color. And he was unable to read what that means. And Daniel said, in the balance of God, he showed you are wanting. So in that evening, he was killed. So on the one hand, God put his grace on one side of the balance. But on the other hand, God put our life. If we are able to maintain the indication in the middle, the balance, then we will be rewarded. We will be rewarded. But if our life put into the balance of God, on the one hand, his blessing, his salvation, on the other hand, our life is no weight, carry no weight at all. And then it woe to us. But most of people don't care about this. But as a chosen people, we have to care very much whether my life carry weight in the eyes of God. If my life carry weight, God will reward us according to our life. So it's very important. Live a life worthy of the law. And how can we live a life worthy of the law? You look, when the first one who died for the gospel, Stephen, right? When he was ready to die, he looked up at heaven. Jesus Christ was waiting for him. Everybody is going to facing the last moment of our life. But when look up our life, who is waiting for us? If it is God, like Stephen, then our glory and our blessing will be great. Apostle, in the eyes of God, his life carries weight. His life is very precious. And that's what we care the most, worthy of the Lord. The second one, if we understand his will, we will fully pleasing him. We know most of us, we are working in a company, right? If you really please your boss, then you don't worry anything. Right? You want to take vacation, fine, because the boss like you, right? You want to give a promotion, that will, out of your expectation, give you a promotion. There are so many advantages if the boss like you. But if the boss don't like you, even you keep the job, that day will be very difficult to survive. Even the boss did not fire you, but probably we will just quit by ourselves. So here's a fully pleasing him. If God really pleased with us, whenever we kneel down and pray, God will listen because God pleased with us. If God really pleased with us, God will be with us, abide in us, and God will bless us. So the best friend and the most important friend, a friend indispensable to have a blessed life is God himself. So how can we please this friend? Fully understand his will and do it accordingly. Then our life will be very different. After we go into the world, the blessing of God is so important. We just do whatever we can do. God will use his blessing to cover the part we cannot do. So Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. So if God really likes us, he uses a lot of blessing to cover whatever we cannot do. After we finish our work, you have no worry. Why? Because God will take care of it. But if we don't have the blessing of God, right, after you work hard, you still worry about your job, worry about how your boss is going to treat you, right? Because there is no God. So it will be great difference if we really live a life pleasing God. The next one, being fruitful in every good work. We know that if you have a house, in the yard of your house, you have all different kind of fruit tree. You have papaya, you have apple, you have whatever you like, right? Guava, you have whatever you like. Living in that house is really a blessing, right? And bear fruit in every good way, good works, and every different season. Now, fruit, first, we can enjoy ourselves. The second, those who live together can enjoy it. Also, the fruit itself is very valuable. Now, so if we really build a good work, our family will enjoy it. If all our family build the fruit, that family life is so wonderful. You will miss it if you are not in that family. Just like the Bible talk about Dorcas. When Dorcas died, a lot of widow, of course, crying. How come a lot of widow crying? Because Dorcas bear the fruit. So they were benefited from the fruit of Dorcas. So when Dorcas was dead, they miss her so much. So as a Christian, when we really bear fruit, one day we move out of that church, everybody will miss us. Because we are the one who bear the fruit, benefit others. Understand God's will, we will be a very fruitful tree, very valuable before God and man. The last one, increasing the knowledge of God. The more we try to live according to God's will, the more God will reveal His will to us. So we will increase our knowledge of God. The more we understand God, the more we will treasure the most important heritage we can have. You can hold it forever. It's God Himself. So that has made it our goal to pursue wisdom. It's so important. A life with wisdom is so wonderful and is so much blessed. And the end is so positive compared with those who have no wisdom. So we still have about 20 minutes. Let's come forward and then we pray.